Welcome to DYK, sharing reputable ataxia information in short, simple, digestible servings, helping the world become acquainted with ataxia, with your host, Dana Mora.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. My guest today is Cindy DeMint, and Cindy runs a support group out in the California area. So I wanted to spend a few minutes talking to her today about support groups and the importance of support groups. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for accepting the offer to come and chat with me today. So you're out in California. So if someone is watching from that area, where are you located out in California?
So we're in Orange County, kind of middle, south from LA.
Okay.
So LA has a support group, and then we're the Orange County support group, and we get people that drive up from San Diego.
Okay.
That also come to our meetings. So there's quite a few ataxia families out in California.
And just as a little history for those of you who don't know, Cindy has four children, and three of her children have AO2,
yes,
right?
AO2. AO2, ocular motor apraxia ataxia. So it is a recessive ataxia and is rare in the ataxias. So my daughter really encouraged us to get involved with a support group, and we didn't even know where to go, and we contacted the National Ataxia Foundation, and they said, oh, there's a support group in your area, you're lucky. And we started going, and we've been attending for 14 years.
Okay. And how long have you been actually running this support group?
So I co-lead the group now with a gentleman, he has ataxia and I do not. So it's great because I can kind of get what his interests are, maybe what the needs of an ataxia person that has ataxia, what their needs would be. And we've been doing the group together now about 4 years.
Okay, that's fabulous. So if someone is newly diagnosed, they're new to ataxia, but they want to find a support system, what kinds of things could they expect if they found your support group and came to a meeting?
Okay. First of all, the first 15 minutes of the meeting, we kind of do a welcoming and find out who the new members are, where they've come from. I have welcome packets that they will get at their first meeting that just gives them an overview of what's out there for them through the National Ataxia Foundation.
So like resources and so
different
forth?
Different resources. Different doctors that we use that are local. We're lucky UCLA has a ataxia clinic. So we're able to kind of guide them.
That's great.
If, they're interested in that. And then really just meeting people that have ataxia that look like them, that talk like them, and they email each other and can share, their experiences.
Yeah, I think that's really important because, if you're not used to being with other people that have ataxia, and if you're thinking that, these things are just happening to you exclusively, and then you discover this whole community and they're going through the same thing that you are, it's just huge for somebody.
And I think too, even for the families, being a mother of young men that have the disease, I've met other parents, that are kind of going through similar things, maybe younger children, and I feel like I've been able to kind of reach out to them, and we've kind of going through it together. We've started some Facebook sites, so the Orange County Facebook page that members can go. It's exclusive just for them, that they can have a conversation with each other. And then we also have a general Facebook page with all the information of all our events and activities that we'll do throughout the year.
So talk to me a little bit about that. What kind of events do you do? So you have a support group meeting, and when I come, I get a welcome packet and it gives me resources. And then what's the meeting like? And then talk to me a little bit about the events that you have.
Okay. we try to get a guest speaker, something that the group's interested in. So at the beginning of the year, we kind of everybody throw out ideas on things that they would like to learn about or have someone come in, a storyteller we've had. We've had a person that we've turned the lights out and we've done yoga for an hour. We've had guest speakers on speech and swallowing and different physical therapy exercises. Just a gamut of things that maybe they would like to, you know, to learn about, or we do that usually for the first hour, and then the second hour it's an open conversation. We have light snack and we let everybody meet each other. Some carpool now, they've made buddies to maybe go to a conference together, so they're really making friendships.
Oh, that's really great. And I love the idea of soliciting from the group, what are your interests, what would you want to have in terms of a speaker? And so you do that once a year, and then you just hold those ideas, mm-hmm. and you follow through on them for the balance of the year.
That's what we try to do, and we meet every other month, and the LA group meets the opposite Saturday that we're in once a month. So the members can go to both. We are, mm-hmm. we're welcoming to anybody to come. I have people that drive up from San Diego that come to our group, and as far away as Barstow, which is a two-hour trek for them.
Wow.
But they've made these friendships and they put it on their calendar. It's a priority. And then through those friendships, we've started deciding how could we raise awareness for ataxia. So people understand the balance issue, that they're not drunk, that mm-hmm. there is an issue. We can talk about different devices that are out there. Maybe someone uses a new type of walker or right. wheelchair, and they can show and tell kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Which is really helpful, because sometimes you don't know that these things exist unless somebody, you see it from somebody
yeah.
else. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. And so have you had people that have come to the support group give you like a testimonial as to what it means to them mm-hmm. to be part of that community?
I think we've had a couple different experiences. We have some that are just very quiet, and when they do come, their first meeting, there's some tears, you know, mm-hmm. With the explanation of either they have it or their spouse or, you know, a child, and we're all there to support them, you know, emotionally. And then as they get used to the group, you know, I feel they really like to share. They come in, you know, ready to say, look what I found. This makes
yeah.
this easier for me, or this makes this easier. And somebody's like, hey, I've seen that, you know, and I'd like to try it. And navigating insurance and navigating Social Security and disability. And, you know, there's it's a lot when you just get to first diagnosed.
Right.
And sometimes they're overwhelmed, you know,
yep.
and we just kind of have the attitude, just take a breath, make sure, you know, that any questions you have, email one of us, you know, one of us, and we'll help you, you know, get
yeah.
get to this next level. We had one gal that and she's had some health issues and what hasn't been coming this last year, but she walked in and said, I've never seen or met one person that looks like me that has ataxia, and I'm so happy I found this group.
Yeah.
And that just really made the effort that it takes for us to do it, you know. It makes it worthwhile.
And where is your venue? Where do you have your meetings?
So we're very lucky. The group has been meeting at Orange Coast Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
And we get a meeting room on a Saturday. There's no fee, so
that's
we're
great.
Really lucky for that. And it's state-of-the-art, brand new, beautiful, and can hold, 100 people, and there's ADA, you know, restrooms close by, and we have service dogs. Some people have their service dogs bring their animals with them, and so we're kind of a family now.
That's really terrific. And how many people are a part of your support group?
We have about 300 on the list, but I would say between meetings we average around 30,
okay.
about 30 people.
And do you do any annual events like as a support group?
We do. We started our pizza party. We do that once a year, and that's really casual and fun, and we have loud Italian music, and we just laugh and joke a lot, and that's kind of our social, one of our little socials. And then we do a holiday event at the end of the year. We are hosted by Marie Callender's local, and we do a luncheon. But our big event, where we include all our families, is our walk and roll. And we started it, this will be our 10th year, so the past 9 years, we've had our walk and roll, and we started the very first one with the LA group. And our goal was just to raise awareness for ataxia. Yeah. There's no cost, just bring your family and your friends and come, and you get a free t-shirt. And it was unbelievable how many people, you know, attended that first year. We had about 150 people.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah, and we've grown now to, we walk 1 mile around a beautiful man-made lake in the city of Yorba Linda, where I live, and we had over 500 people came and walk last year.
That's terrific. That's really terrific. We, John and I also have a walk, and when we started our first walk, we always reminisce about this. There were seven of us.
Oh gosh.
At the walk, and it was all family members.
Sure.
And then it has evolved. Mm-hmm. And we had about, like, I want to say, like, a couple hundred people at the last one, and it was just amazing to see, because you know how it started. It was like this small little group, and suddenly it becomes larger and larger every year. So there's a need.
Yeah, and I feel like it's one time a year that you get to bring your family. It's a walk that's pretty doable. Mm-hmm. For most people. A lot of people, oh, you should have a 5K run or something. And I toy with the idea, because I feel like this is something that the families participate in, and they can't wait for the date. When is it going to be next year? And we've gotten local churches involved. We've gotten local community silent auction items, and it's grown to where we raised $87,000 last year.
Congratulations.
That will go up to the National Ataxia Foundation, and you know, we're hoping with the awareness and to find a cure, that's our goal.
I think we're all hoping that. Yeah, so as many people as possible get involved and really work towards that. That's terrific. In closing, is there anything that you would want to tell our ataxia families about becoming part of that community of a support group?
I would say, I think with people that have ataxia, you feel pretty isolated. It's hard to, there's fatigue involved, but I would really research out some type of group in your area, even if it's meeting one other person for coffee.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a big event, but get that support, get that maybe email address or someone you can call that's going through the same thing. I think for family members or people with ataxia, it's really important to know there's people out there for you.
I would agree. That's really great advice.
So,
thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so thanks everybody for joining today. I hope that you found this information helpful. And until next time, have a great day.
Imagine that. Dana Morrow, the Did You Know Woman. For more great topics, go to iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, or join us on Facebook or at rideforjohn.org. Till next time, DYK.